Okay, hi. That's Halsey. I love that song. It's Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. December babies, should they be able to celebrate their birthday in June instead, for example? That's the push from one mommy blog. And a lot of people are chiming in on this. So, you know, December is a tough time to have a birthday. You know, it's around the holidays.
Yeah.
You kind of get lost in the shuffle of the hustle and bustle, getting, you know, ready for the holidays.
Yeah.
And maybe you have end up with fewer gifts because parents are already,
spending
a lot of money. So, and it's kind of a crappy time of year to have it. You know, if you're going to celebrate a birthday, a lot of people are really busy those weekends.
A friend of mine, her birthday is December 22nd.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, you know, I usually can't do anything. You know, it's right before Christmas. And yeah, that's a crappy birthday. But celebrating in a different month?
It's not your birthday.
That's how I feel. It's kind of weird.
I guess maybe I'm too literal. You know, like it's not your birthday. So now it's just a party for the sake of having a, like getting more, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I also get that when you feel like you're getting an unfair shake for your birthday.
I don't know.
I get that, but it's also kind of just like it's the luck of the draw. Like I'd like to be an inch taller, but I'm not.
I don't know. And don't you think like as you get older, your birthday gets less and less important? Like,
well, this is for kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, still, no, I think you just got to make it work.
And then, well, that's the other thing too, is let's say you do switch it and start celebrating your kid's birthday in one of the summer months.
Yeah.
And then what's the point where you say, well, back to December with you.
Yeah, exactly. And then when their actual birthday falls, you have to do something on their actual birthday.
Right.
So
you have to, so then it's twice a year. So then they actually get more recognition than their siblings who were born in another more friendly, or more birthday friendly months.
Yeah. I just think you just got to make do with what you got.
Deal with December, kid.
Yeah. I go back to December all the time.
Okay. When's the worst? Who's got the worst birthday? 79 Coast, 792-6278. Or maybe you have a kid who's got a birthday that sucks and it is a challenge to celebrate. When is it? What time of year? When is the worst birthday?
Probably someone who is like literally born on Christmas.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know. You really don't, you're never going to grow up having like, you know, your own birthday day.
Right. That guy Jesus took it.
He took it and he ran with it. He really did. That's going to stink. But I feel like it's up to the family's responsibility. So then he or she celebrates their birthday the week before.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, for birthday parties for like Wyatt
it's
or Riley.
It's rarely ever on the day anyway.
It's never on the day. It's always a week before, even a week after, you know.
Good morning. Who's this? Oh.
Hi, it's
Hello.
Liza.
What's your name?
Liza.
Liza with a Z?
She's still got it.
Is it?
Sorry?
It's Liza, right? Not Liza with a Z, not Lisa with an S?
That's right.
Liza with a Z, not Lisa with an S. Lisa with an S goes snots. It's Z instead of S, line instead of Lee. It's simple as can be. See, Liza.
There are some names you just don't want to have when you call our show.
I know, Liza. Yeah. As soon as you said it, I was
Liza's
like, oh, man.
Liza's one of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Liza, whose birthday sucks?
My mom is born on Christmas Day.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
It's pretty rough, but she has always celebrated on her grandfather's birthday, which is in June, and she still does, and she's... I don't know, 65. So it worked out well for her.
Wait, so when did she start doing that?
As a child.
As a child,
she
started...
just kept it going. I guess you have to commit if you're going to do it.
I guessed it. So there are probably people who really have no idea when her real birthday is.
Oh, no. It's well known that she's a Christmas baby because we also celebrate then. So, you know, and we get, you know, an extravagant birthday on Christmas because we feel bad because she's born on Christmas. And then June rolls around and it's another party.
Wow.
Hey, I don't mind. You know, I don't mind it.
Well, according to her logic, she really should be 130.
Yeah. I guess so. In mom years, exactly.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, so there you go. There's,
hey, way to go,
one
Mom.
Solution.
Yeah.
It's worked well for her. The queen does it, so why wouldn't she?
Right, sure.
There
why
you
not?
Go.
There you go.
All right, Liza, thanks for calling.
No! Liza!
Okay. Good morning. Who's this?
Brianna.
Brianna. I don't have a song for you, sorry.
Oh.
It's okay. If your name was Brandy, I would, but it's not.
No.
Okay, birthday. Whose birthday is it that's on a terrible day?
Mine is the 28th of December.
Okay.
Ooh, and yeah, you know what?
Christmas hangover
in the
week.
Middle of Christmas and New Year's. And yeah. So no one's ever really able to do anything. But growing up, we would celebrate my birthday in the summer to ensure like kids could come over.
Right.
Because a lot of families are away on vacation during Christmas.
That's true, too.
Yeah. Well, and isn't it weird? Okay, so in the summer, it's your birthday. And like, would you still do a would you do everything like it was actually your birthday party?
No, we would just have like a
get together
party, but it would be for in replacement of having a birthday party.
So right. You wouldn't, yeah. So
but would you do cake and candles and?
No, there would be like a pinata and like the things that I wouldn't have on my birthday because gotcha. Of kids not being able to be involved.
And then December 28th, that's when you did the cake, but just with family.
Yeah, and all of my siblings are in December as well. There's six of us.
Wow.
And my mom is
six
also
all
in December.
And they're all in December?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Hold
parents.
On. January,
yeah,
February,
I'm trying to
March.
Figure out.
My parents blamed it on the green beer.
Oh, St. Patty's.
The green beer.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
You gotta be like, Mom and Dad, stop celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, they're like, yeah.
Oh,
it's St. Patrick's Day. It's like, don't bother Mom and Dad. They really love St. Patrick's Day. No, don't go, Joe. Don't just pop in on St. Patrick's Day.
We're leaving. We're going out of town, Mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
The jig is up.
Yeah. No pun intended. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Oh, that
funny.
Is awesome. I just imagine on your when you would celebrate it in summer, they do like the, are you one? Are you two? Are you three?
Oh, gosh,
are you four
no,
and a half? Are you
like
five
that.
And a half? Are you six and a half? Are you
yeah,
seven and a half?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, it's a coming. Yeah.
Baby number seven.
That'd be awesome if his name was like Danny. Oh, Danny boy.